You can also find us on Facebook or Twitter. Just search for Travel Writers Radio. Now, next, Kirsty is here with her travel news segment. That's up next on Travel Writers Radio.
In travel news this week, Sweden has taken out the top spot as the most reputable country in the world, according to a report by the Reputation Institute. The RepTrack is the world's largest annual survey of country reputations and takes into account 16 different factors to create the rating. After 2 years in third place, Sweden has come in first, ahead of Canada, Switzerland and Australia, which comes in at fourth place. Norway is fifth, followed by Finland, New Zealand and Denmark. The report takes into account things such as an appealing environment, being a safe place to visit, an effective government and having friendly and welcoming citizens. A total of 55 countries were rated as part of the survey. Australia ranked highly for its safety, security and peacefulness, its openness and willingness to engage in investment, and its well-educated and reliable workforce. Australia's appealing lifestyle and effective government were also factors. It was one of only three non-European countries to make the top 10. Meanwhile, Melbourne has been named the world's most livable city for the sixth consecutive year by the Global Livability Index. The ranking assesses living conditions in 140 cities across the globe for stability, healthcare, culture and environment, education and infrastructure. Known as Australia's cultural, shopping, music and nightlife capital, and revered for its unique laneways, parks and gardens, Melbourne has enjoyed the top spot in the list for 6 years in a row. Each year, Melbourne offers a world-class calendar of major events across the sport, entertainment, culture, industry and lifestyle sectors, and its culinary credentials have also been acknowledged. In recent years, Melbourne has seen a 13% increase in international visitors. Tiger Air Australia has just announced it will provide daily return services between Melbourne and Canberra, a route occupied by Qantas and Virgin. The carrier has stopped servicing the capital in 2011. However, after being acquired by Virgin, it's now been revamped and is ready to service the Canberra market again. The new service will mean more than 2,500 additional visitor seats every week through both airports. Tiger Air Australia CEO Rob Sharp says it has witnessed overwhelming demand and is proud to provide the only low-cost services between Canberra and Melbourne. ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr says that the new daily services would be a significant boost to the ACT economy, with the flights generating $17 million a year and creating an additional 124 jobs. He says international flights will also start for the first time next month. Tiger Air will begin daily flights between Melbourne and Canberra in early December, with pricing and schedule information announced in coming days. The Samoa Tourism Authority says it's seeing increasing numbers of tourists and is calling on more people to visit and help boost the island economy. Tourism is an expanding sector of the country and it depends on it heavily for its economy. The tourism body says official figures show an increase of 21.2% in arrivals in a one-month period. The top arrivals come from New Zealand, followed by USA, Asia and Europe. Australia also recorded an 8% increase. Sonia Hunter, CEO of Samoa Tourism Authority, says the figure heralds an exciting stage for Samoa. She says it's great to see that it is becoming a consideration for holidaymakers and planners in new emerging markets. The airport of Volgograd in Russia was forced to paint out a large mural on a wall of one of the halls of the airport building after it appeared to many as a phallic symbol. The huge slogan, which translated to fly, had a large swirling pattern around it, which appeared to many as an image of the male reproductive organ and was forced to be removed ahead of the arrival of President Vladimir Putin. Putin was expected to arrive in the city to hold meetings for the development of inland waters. waterways. The international terminal was officially opened earlier this month, but many people immediately saw the inscription on the wall as a rude image. The graphic received the attention of many social media discussions, quickly going viral, before local media outlets also picked up on it. Local residents used the airport art for a variety of jokes and photoshopped fun photos. However, on the eve of Putin's visit to the airport, the image was removed. That's Travel News This Week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.